Kevin Kokersberger says people should remember the aircraft has limited capabilities.
Yeah, remember, this was, for the Wright brothers, a proof of concept airplane, and it did everything that they wanted it to do, which was to prove controlled powered flight. It doesn't sound like a long distance, but believe me, seeing this airplane fly 120 feet is quite an event.
Mr. Kokersberger, who has already flown the Wright replica in test session, says the experience is an emotional one.
For me, it was a very emotional experience, and one that I get choked up thinking about it and talking about it, but being here at the site and the view that you have looking down the rail and the acceleration as the airplane starts rolling down, you just have visions of history going past you as you roll down and accelerate.
The builder of the 1903 Wright Flyer replica is Ken Hyde. The retired airline pilot has spent more than $1 million in corporate grant money building what historians say is the most accurate replica of the aircraft. Yet Mr. Hyde says that with all the fanfare surrounding Wednesday's reenactment of the first powered flight, it is easy to lose sight of the fact that the Wright Flyer is a fragile and temperamental machine. He says that markers in the ground that outline the distances traveled by the Wright brothers in their plane of a century ago are testimony to the difficulty even Orville and Wilbur had piloting their invention.
People do have the conception that this airplane will take off and go to Elizabeth City and back, and that's not true. If you walk the walk out here of the stones, it's really humbling to see just how short that first flight was and how they progressed all four flights.
Also humbled by the events unfolding this week at Kitty Hawk is Wes Johnson of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Standing on the high dune from which the Wrights made their first glider experiments, Mr. Johnson reflects on this celebration of the Wright brothers' first flight.
Well, I think about we've come a long ways in 100 years. 100 years is a short period of time to go from two guys that had a dream to fly a flyer to a jet that can climb over 30,000 feet in just a matter of seconds. It's incredible.
Among the many dignitaries and aviation pioneers who have come to Kitty Hawk this week is former Senator John Glenn, the first American astronaut to circle the Earth. He says that perhaps the lesson of the Wright brothers is that innovation is embedded in nature, and that the next advances in aviation lie there.
I think maybe we need to follow the Wright brothers and go back and look at the birds. You ever watch a hummingbird fly? We don't know the first thing about flying compared to a hummingbird. Up, down, darting this way and that way and everything. Absolutely perfect control of the air. Or go over here and watch a pelican out here ride a wave. They go a half a mile maybe without ever flapping its wings. It's down in ground effect, riding along there with efficiencies like we haven't even begun to grasp yet.
Among the other notable aviators scheduled to attend the reenactment of the Wright brothers' historic first flight are Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, and retired Brigadier General Chuck Yeager, the first pilot to break the sound barrier. Mr. Yeager accomplished that feat in 1947 in the Bell X-1 experimental jet aircraft at a time when Orville Wright was still alive to see it. Martin Seacrest, VOA News, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.